is gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Oh, 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 oh. Tell me why. I don't like Mondays. Tell me why. I don't.
Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop. Oh, and it's true, Bobby. I don't like Mondays.
What are you doing so close to me, bro?
I'm sucking down some coffee is what I'm trying to do because I'm trying to wake up from that drug-induced coma that I've been in called the NFL.
It's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon, John.
Well, it seems much earlier to me. It seems like it's 9 a.m. So I'm having my coffee. We've got Monday Night Football. Again, joining me, my sidekick for the last 200 years, Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer. Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead, is his
full
name.
What's up, brother? Good to be here.
Good to be anywhere.
Also
joining
us,
as usual, our sports analyst, Amal Shah.
Great to be with you guys. I don't know if Jeffrey and I are doing quite as well as you are there, Jonathan.
I know.
Do you want to let the listeners know?
Right from the gate?
As yes. opposed to what, yes. surprising them later?
Okay, well, everybody who's been a regular viewer of the show knows that I bet parlays. That's what I do. I don't bet individual games. I'm betting, you know, 4-teamers, 6-teamers, 8-teamers. Well, yesterday I hit a 10-teamer, which means, for those that don't understand sports wagering, I bet on 10 things to happen, and all those 10 things happened. Bobby keeps cheering me on. It's like there's a crowd here in the audience.
Well, I mean, you have to understand how
10 out of 10.
What an accomplishment that is. Maybe you can put it into perspective. You and I know gambling pretty well.
The reality is, and I was just sitting there trying to do the math on the exact number real quick. It is
it's 550-1 is what it paid.
Well, that's not the actual odds. It's actually much more difficult than they don't really.
Oh, what are the odds
of winning one? So it pays, according to this, it pays 700-1.
But I bet the ties win card, so which you brings lose, it down so you a, lose little a little bit more. It's like you doing your teaser brings sure. the odds down sure. as well. So it didn't pay 700. It paid 550-1,
that's
which
all.
Is still pretty darn good for a payoff.
Darn good.
Amal had to go to the
Who's
bathroom.
Who's not going
right?
to take 500? No, I think he might have a guest here.
But I also hit a 5-teamer and a 6-teamer in the morning games. And it's I didn't do any of the over and unders. And I got killed on my last bet, which was under on that last on the Bengals-Packers game. I had under 46.5, and it went over like in the last minute.
It did with that Aaron Rodgers comeback.
So, we have a new guest. Let's get you close up to the microphone. When it comes to football, Rebecca Fitzgerald is not your typical female football fan.
Ooh.
As an economics major at the University of Texas, all my exes live in Texas, the concept of sports betting and devising the lines intrigued her. Were you intrigued?
Yeah.
Okay, get closer to the microphone so we can hear how intrigued you really were.
Yeah.
Okay. Rebecca started handicapping and betting football back in 2005 when she was only 12 years old.
Yes.
From 2012 to 2014, Rebecca served as sports betting consultant to several well-known celebrities in Southern California. Well, we're going to find out exactly how well-known they are. Rebecca currently makes her home in Las Vegas, continues to be involved in sports betting, investing in real estate. Very similar, right?
Yeah, very similar.
All right, awesome.
Numbers.
All right, so what didn't we cover about yourself? Tell us about yourself.
That's pretty much all. I grew up in Texas.
What part of Texas?
Austin. University of Texas. Yeah, I went. It was just kind of natural just to go there because I got a scholarship to go to Austin. I just stayed home.
Go
home. Close to family.
And how long have you been here in Vegas?
This is my second stint here. The first time I was here in 2010 and 11. Yeah. And then I bought a house back in December and I came back.
I have a really dear friend in Austin.
Yeah.
His name is Bill Page. He has... he has those open mic nights in Austin. I've never been to Austin. I want to go to that South by Southwest, but everybody says it's terrible now. Don't go.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, by now it's just terrible.
It's just corporate sponsorships. People trying to get paid at this point.
Yeah, well, that's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to get paid. So, okay, so let's talk. Is football your Jones? Is football your thing?
I prefer basketball, but I just love the whole concept of the betting with this the NFL.
We do, too.
Yeah. That's what I like about it. I don't even have a team. Like, this season, I'm planning just to ride the Chiefs. I pick a team. Usually, I'm right.
You're not,
like,
not Cowboys?
Cowboys are the worst team to ever bet on.
You're not going to get an evergreen out of us.
Yes.
So everyone should take Arizona tonight.
People
the worst team to bet on because they are so unpredictable. That's, like, I think the whole concept that Jerry Jones is trying to accomplish, just to make it seem unpredictable. And it's just like more of like a Kardashian or reality TV show opposed to an actual organization.
And therefore more relevant in the media, so Jerry has a microphone in his face.
Yes.
How did you get started with handicapping?
Okay, back when they had like Bodog and those things.
Sure.
Ayers, wasn't that the man's name? Calvin?
Yeah.
So back then I started like just looking at it, and I just saw it kind of as an economic or a math problem. And I can't remember exactly what I would do. I like to do the over-unders, and I had this weird system that
in
I
basketball?
Set up. No, I don't bet basketball. Basketball's hard. basketball's hard to bet.
Okay.
So I had this weird system to figure out the over-unders, and I was like doing about, I was about 55 to 60%.
Solid.
But I mean, and I was in school, but it took so much work that I kind of went away, and those sites went away. So when I came back to Vegas, I got back into it. In 2010 and 11.
And as time has progressed, have you changed the methods in which you use to calculate totals? And obviously now with online technology, lines are much sharper, the movements are quicker. How do you adjust to that?
I don't. I don't really have like a really some sort of system.
No
like,
system.
I'm not one of those people that like knows all the stats and does all this, and this person should be better because of this stupid reason.
You like the uniforms, the colors?
No. I kind of just go with like historically how they play against each other. Like, Buffalo's clearly a better team than the Jets, but they still pushed in week one because they play each other.
Division rival.
Yes, they play each other.
Those non-tangible variables.
Yeah, I look
like
at
that.
Stuff more like that and historically how teams do against each other opposed to, great. Like, first week one, I took Chiefs money line because, A.
Against New England.
Against New England because it was, like, -9. It's like, do you want to put your money chasing and hoping that New England's going to hit that? I was just like, if I'm going to lose, I'd rather just lose the $100. And I just took money line. I was like, 1 minute before.
That was like +350?
It was +400 when I got it.
Wow.
I got it like 1 minute before
I
cut off.
On this show, we like to break things down a little bit to those that don't even know what money line means. So we really do simplistic. We call it something called ladies' locker room. Because we want you to explain to the ladies that are listening what it is that you're talking about in your betting strategy. When you say money line, I know what it means, and we all know what it means. Why don't you explain what it means?
Money line is you just take a team versus the spread that they're supposed to hit. Typically, you have a -1, -2, or a plus means that they're expected to lose, but it's like a handicap. So minus means that they're going to win by this many points. If you decide to take a team money line, it just means you expect them to win. Period.
So in your example from week one, instead of taking the 9 points, you just said, I'm going to play it even, hope the Chiefs win. Obviously, 9 points being a big spread.
Yes.
You hit a really nice one at 4-1.
Right. So you win more money opposed to just winning your money with the points.
Well, you got here a few minutes after we started the show, so you didn't get to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, that's because Amal didn't even give me an address.
Yeah,
wow.
I always blame Amal for try to blame Amal for everything also.
That is true, though.
But he's
not very good with details.
I hit a 10-team parlay yesterday.
For $10, it pays like $14,000, doesn't it?
And well, I don't know. I didn't bet that much.
$2.
That was just fooling around.
Wait. On the same day he hit a 10-teamer, he hit a 5 and 6-teamer as well.
Well, yeah. Listen. He should have hit every number on the board. If you hit 10, you should pretty much, there shouldn't be a game
but
you
the
lost.
Book, the books got kind of hurt yesterday from what I read this morning, that a lot of books.
I think you have that transposed. They hurt the players.
Oh, you think the books won yesterday?
His philosophy is, well, if I won, everyone won.
I think everybody else picked them too.
I was randomly met some guy yesterday, took me to dinner at Moderano's.
Met a guy and then he took you to dinner at Moderano's?
Yeah, at the sports book. He was like, do you want to go to dinner? I was like, sure, why not? Anyhow.
Girls got to eat.
I hear they got good meatballs there.
That place is amazing, by the way.
At Paris?
I'm not a huge Italian fan.
I like how you
say Italian.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Italian fan.
For all of Italian listeners out there.
I'm not familiar with you Italians.
Shout out to our friend Angelo Cassaro, where I went yesterday. To the town center lunch. We want to get back into your date.
Great.
We really do want to get back into it. We'll find out how that dinner went. But I've got to give a shout out to the town center lounge where I went yesterday, and I had a specialty item called beef on weck, which is specialty to those from Buffalo. Our friend Frankie Shinta turned me on to it, but what a delicious sandwich. Amal, I know you don't eat meat or anything, you know, that's living. But but the pizza was great. It's on Town Center Road. It was just great food. I watched
Town
the Buffalo
Center,
Bills.
I thought you said it was in Town Square.
No, it's on Town Center Road, way out west.
Oh, in Summerlin.
Yeah, where Jesus left his shoes when he came to Nevada.
Yeah.
But the food is great. The pizza was amazing.
What's
it
called?
They've got Town Center Lounge. Huh. That's Town Center Road.
They have a new restaurant in McKenzie. It's in the City National Arena, and it's on. You can see both rinks, and you eat up there.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the restaurant inside the new.
Yeah.
Well, this is the Buffalo Bills. This is the Buffalo Bills bar.
I was up there the other day. I'm blown away by that facility. It's absolutely beautiful.
I'm going after here. I'm going to see their rehearsal for because their first preseason game
for the G Knights.
No, the rehearsal. Like they're gonna whatever thing they bring out, where they bring out people and they flash.
Well, you know what? You know what? You know what I want to do? I want to ride the Zamboni.
It's the rehearsal.
Oh, for that night.
I want to ride the Zamboni.
Tomorrow's our first preseason.
Anyway, that's what I want to do.
What did you do for a hockey rehearsal? I played hockey my whole life.
Yeah.
Trying their skates, see if they fit.
I do. I want to ride the Zamboni. That's what I want to do. You've ridden Bobby's ridden never ridden the Zamboni.
They have like a show that they do in the beginning when the players come out and blah 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 blah.
I guess so. It's their first
yada yada.
They just want me to come, so
who doesn't? But anyway. Getting back to your date.
Most men actually don't want women to come.
So you meet a guy at the sports book. He asks you to dinner. You say yes, yeah, sure.
Okay.
And you go to how do you say it?
Martirano's.
Yeah, let him talk.
No, we want to hear, hear about the dinner. What'd you order?
No, him say the name.
Oh, Martirano's.
I can't even say Italian.
Well, you said Italian. Which got me into Italian American.
I meet the guy at the sports book, and he's like, he wouldn't let anybody sit there. So he let me and my friend sit there, obviously. But then I start talking sports. So the guy's like, kind of starts like getting intrigued. And I was like, told him, I was like, okay, I took the Chiefs, and then I took the under. I lost that one on, what was it, the Seahawks?
Packers.
No, the Seahawks Titans.
Yeah.
I did hit the Chiefs.
It looked good in the beginning, and then they exploded.
I randomly decided to take the Redskins.
Okay, Rebecca, we're going to break it down again on the over and under to explain what that means to those listeners that are not savvy in sports wagering.
Okay. So the over under is when you take the cumulative, you add points from both teams, and you expect it to either be above or below. That henceforth the over
the
or the under
score.
The combine of both teams.
Right, the total.
Yes.
So you can bet on the over that amount or the under amount. Usually comes in around 43 points is I noticed to be the average amount.
Yeah.
And I've tried to stay away from the over and unders this season particularly.
But just a quick point, you mentioned the average. The reality is it's predicated upon the games and the matchup of the teams. So if you have a team that's high scoring, for example, like New England, and if they were playing another high-scoring team,
like the Saints.
Higher. Yeah, exactly.
Last week.
It was 55.5, 56.
Landed right on the number.
It was crazy last week.
Yeah, it went to 50, as high as 57, closed at 56.5. Various numbers. One of the things you want to pay attention to is if you are someone that's going to be betting a total, and if you want to bet an over, and some local casino has 56.5, but somebody else has 56, go and find that 56 and bet it there because it may not sound like a big deal for half a point, but the reality is it could be a huge deal, and it could be the difference between winning and losing.
Or pushing and losing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And get your money back.
Absolutely.
Or if you're short on time, you could just buy a half a point.
Oh, Sharpie.
Now he's going to want you to explain how you do that.
Yeah, I will.
You can buy a half a point or a point, or really you could buy 10 points if you wanted to. You wouldn't make any money that way, but it basically is the game is -3. That it would mean you would push if it was only a field goal. So that's kind of annoying. So you can buy it. You can pay money to get it half a point.
Right. In either direction. Right.
If you were taking the dog, you would buy it to 3.5.
Right.
If you like the favorite, you'll take it to 2.5.
Correct.
And the book requires you to pay extra juice. So instead of maybe laying 10 cents, you may have to pay 20, 25, or even 30 cents.
Do not bet at Aria. They have the worst. Yes, they charge you more than any other casino.
Keep that in mind.
80. Really? I think it's 80 cents.
Well, you are at the Aria. Yeah? Everything's more expensive.
MGM is not exactly your go-to sports betting outlets.
Oh, you know where I bet anyway.
Yeah. Fair enough. Absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, back to my date.
So, that's who was your date?
Yeah.
No, we want to hear more about the date.
Okay, so I meet the guy. Wait, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go right up to the microphone.
Okay, so I meet the guy, and anyway, we're talking, and then eventually, like, my friend had to go do something, so he asked me to go eat with him. So he tells me that he's going to take the Raiders halfway through. Then I was like, are you still going to take the Raiders? And he goes to me, I have to admit something to you. I was like, okay. And he's like, I actually run a book, and I'd have to be rooting against myself in order to go take the Redskins or the Raiders. And I was like, so basically he told me he was winning on the Redskins, as you said, like running the book. So I think the books actually did make money. And I do think that was a very common pick was the Raiders.
Well, yes. Thursday night, we're going to be at the, Jeffrey with a G and I are going to be at the Gold Spike, where they're having, in fact, they have specials there tonight. We're going to go after the show. Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football specials. Bud Light Draft is going to be $4. All Absolute Lime Loaded Coronas for $8. Bloody Marys Absolute for $6. Bloody Maria, I don't even know what that is. I can't even say this. Crown Royal Apple Shots for $6. Bucket of Corona Modelo for $25. Bucket of Bud Light for $20. We need to just scratch out and just stick with Bud Light, don't we? $5 food specials, smoked. You should be doing this, Jeffrey, not me. Smoked Gouda chili cheese dog.
Gouda.
I said Gouda.
What? It's made by Italians.
Chili relleno, churros with picante ranch. All for $5. Bacon, mac and cheese, bit grilled cheese sandwich, Bavarian pretzels with spicy queso cheese. I used to say queso, but I know it's queso.
Shocker.
Until our friend Mark Lincoln named his kid queso. Bobby's heavy on the sound effects today. For those of you at home watching on Facebook, you don't get to hear this stuff. But $7 food specials, pork fries, pulled pork, bacon bits, onions, mixed cheese, smoky chipotle. Pico de Gallo. So we're going to be there Thursday night with a pregame live show at 4:30 at the Gold Spike. We're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Sports Radio 920 AM, K bad, K really bad, and K oh, we're so bad. Just a reminder, Gold Spike, we're going to be there Thursday nights. Jeffrey with a G and I are going to be doing pregame live broadcast from the Gold Spike on Las Vegas Boulevard, downtown Las Vegas. Bud Light Draft, buckets of Bud Light, $5 food specials, $7 food specials, pulled pork where you can pull your own pork.
Hey, come on.
I want to thank our sponsor. Windows Plus, whether you're building a new home or redoing your old home, Windows Plus could get you straightened out with all kinds of windows and doors and glass for your home and get it super insulated. And that's pretty much it. I mean, tonight we've got a big game going on, but we want to hear Rebecca Fitzgerald is joining the show. We want to hear about her date and how she met a guy in the sports book who wound up having his own book, going to dinner at Martorano's. Did you have the meatballs?
No, I don't eat red meat.
No, another one.
I had linguine and clams, and it was like, I like the place because, like, most Italian food is, like, sort of bland. They have, like, spice to it.
Italian food is bland?
Yes.
Where have you been going?
In Austin,
Texas?
Maybe.
Yeah, in Texas.
Give me a break. I've been to a lot of nice restaurants.
Okay. All right, so how'd the date wind up?
Screw you two, I get around.
Let's hear about the date.
I didn't say that. Okay, at the end of the
date. Is he getting a second date?
At the end of the date.
Oh, all right, here we go.
We go to Valet to get my car, and we're waiting, and I still am kind of dumbfounded about what happened. Like, some reason he got mad, and he's like, oh, I'm just going to walk back. And I was like...
He got mad?
Yeah.
Why, you wouldn't kiss him or something?
No, it wasn't nothing to do with that. I don't know what he was mad about. Who knows? Like, I kind of, like, say rude things. I don't know what I said to the guy, and probably insulted his manhood. Who knows?
I know how that is. Saying rude things.
No, I've never known you to say rude things. Go on.
Oh, you're the one to talk. So then... And then he, like, gets mad. He's like, I'm just going to walk. And I'm like, should I go after this guy? And I was just like, nah, I'm good. I already got fed.
Why did he walk?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what he got mad about. Never exchanged phone numbers.
Really?
So I guess he's not getting a second date. I don't know. He can go back to Philadelphia.
And that's it? You got your car and went home?
Yeah. No, I didn't go home, but I went to Life is Beautiful.
Oh.
Yeah. We call it Life is Mediocre.
Well.
That's anyway. Did you enjoy yourself at LIB?
I did enjoy myself.
Did you see any music or just eat and drink and...
I saw some music. Don't remember who. Huh?
Did you hear any music?
Yeah, I went and saw some stuff. I didn't really like the lineup.
I know.
I went to Caboo last weekend, which was Tom Petty and Jackson Browne, so that was really good.
Oh, you like classic rock?
I would definitely hear Tom Petty. I don't know about Jackson Brown. Unless you're looking to take a nap.
Jackson Brown.
I like the
Kings of Leon next Friday night. That's going to be a great show.
Is it?
Imagine Dragons. Is
I've
on
seen them
Friday.
A bunch
Friday
of times,
night.
Yeah.
Friday, yeah.
Yes,
well, obviously,
is.
The locals, they play a lot, but they, did you see them this weekend?
Imagine Dragons?
Radioactive.
I think they, I don't think so. I think Muse was. I don't know.
So, so you got up.
Oh, Cage the Elephant. Sorry.
Okay.
Cage the Elephant. So you got up at 6 in the morning and you watched the game from London?
Yes.
The first game? And how did you, you just watch it on your tablet?
Yeah, I my uncle, he's like one of those bizarre people that knows how to do every app and everything. And I was like, how do I watch this game? And he sent me a link like within 30 seconds.
Yeah, it was on Yahoo, that, which I thought was strange that they streamed it on Yahoo. And then I went from my iPhone streaming it on Yahoo to mirror it to my Apple TV and watch it on the regular TV. Not that it was worth watching. It was like 44-7 at the end, right?
Yeah, it was a beatdown of epic proportions. It was not a very entertaining game.
No.
Interestingly enough, a lot of people were on Baltimore coming into this game. They were 2-0, this great defense, Flacco. However, if you had really gone inside the numbers, you know, Jacksonville's played in London the last 2 years. They're very and they've won. And they're very used to that adjustment of flying across the pond for this game. I just think they came out and just took it to the Ravens right from the get-go and never looked back.
Maybe it's just the fact that people think the Ravens are better than they are. I mean, they beat the Texans the first week, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bengals first week.
That doesn't impress me.
Agreed.
Yeah, they beat Cincinnati.
And obviously, the guy Flacco, at Mortarano's.
As long as Flacco's coming off an injury, he's not 100%. And,
right.
But listen, with the Ravens, it's about one thing only, defense. If their defense shows up, they're usually going to be in the game.
Listen, a lot of the professionals were on Jacksonville. The line went down from 4-3. To me, is a situation where it's hard to lay 4 points with a Baltimore team that really, as Rebecca mentioned, they're not really as good as maybe some other people thought. They beat Cincinnati, who hadn't even scored an offensive touchdown.
Oh.
And then they beat Cleveland. So they really hadn't done much in the first couple of weeks. And yesterday we got to see what they were like, and I mean, they only put up 7 points, and that was in garbage time.
I got to tell you, I don't know who's more frustrating to watch, Andy Dalton or Eli Manning.
Eli Manning is just great to watch him because he's like this look of disappointment and failure always comes
like
over his face.
He's like the kid on the side of the road.
So Rebecca likes that look of disappointment.
I do too, because he's listen.
But you're trying to figure out if he's like, I suck, or he's just like used to it. I can't quite figure it out.
I've said it for years now. I just don't think he's happy at home.
Listen, I have my own disdain for Eli Manning. Obviously, being a Patriots fan, I still can't believe we lost to them twice in the Super Bowl. But I watched this guy on the field. He is completely lost.
Oh, he doesn't
maybe that's the look.
He's just like, did I call the right play?
You think it's like little
is
brother
it,
complex?
Is it third down? Was I wrong on the snap count?
Like, baby Manning.
Listen, all you supermodels in here, calm down. That's his natural look.
Baby Manning.
He's just not, you know what, listen.
Oh, baby Manning.
We kind of compare him to, we do compare him to Peyton. The reality is he's won 2 Super Bowls. I'm not a fan. And unfortunately, he's probably going to make the Hall of Fame.
Stop
I don't
it.
Think
do
he should.
Do not say that.
Do you not think he's going to get in?
Absolutely not.
God, I hope you're right.
Absolutely not.
Maybe not the first time.
Yeah, I think he's eventually
going to get in. Trent Dilfer won a championship. So did Jeff Hostetler.
Do you want to take a couple of minutes and talk about baseball before we go to another break?
You're killing me, Smalls.
You really are.
You don't have to.
Deep in concentration about quarterbacks going to the Hall of Fame. Hey, you want to talk about baseball?
Paul Hornung.
Let me ask you a question. Do you turn left into oncoming traffic?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
That's why I like Lyft.
By the way, Jeffrey, do you have an update on what's going on in the Australian rules football this weekend? Jonathan might be
okay,
going
forget
the
baseball. The hell
listen,
baseball. No,
we don't have to forget baseball. I love baseball.
I want to get into 2 things in the NFL. Number 1,
2 minutes.
The Detroit-Atlanta game, the finish, I thought was one of the worst calls I've ever seen in my life.
Which one?
The Detroit-Atlanta game.
Terrible.
I mean, should have been a touchdown. They ruled it a
Not
touchdown.
Not only did they reverse it, then they take 10 seconds off the clock, which is
a
joke.
Ridiculous.
Did
absolutely
you make your
ridiculous.
Over on that? You had the over on that.
God, you got to stop that, man. I don't
you
even
do.
Know.
You had the over.
On Atlanta-Detroit, yes, the over came in.
Oh, did it?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I didn't bet the over and unders.
I understand that.
Yeah.
This guy's a Sharpie now. All of a sudden, 10 for 10, and this guy's ready for the Bettors Hall of Fame.
Every once in a while, even a blind squirrel finds an acorn.
Hey, a broken clock is right twice a day.
That's right. Thank you, Flavor Flav.
You're welcome.
I have a watch that's broken, and I just set it to the battery's dead. I just set it to 5 o'clock.
It should be 501, really.
All my Giants friends are texting me. No. Eli won 2 Super Bowls against your Pats. He will be in the Hall of Fame. Thanks, John.
No, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, the country song.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to take our next commercial break, and we're going to come back with more confusion here on Vegas Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio. Stay right where you are. Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. All the sports that fits. I don't know what
you're giving me
about.
Fits.
All the news that's fit the pit. Fit, I don't know.
Hi, John.
All right, Cowboys Cardinals tonight, 5:30 on ESPN. We're going to be over at the Gold Spike on Las Vegas Boulevard downtown, where they've got Bud Light drafts for $4, buckets of Bud Light for $20, $5 food specials with that smoked Gouda chili cheese dog with fried onions. Are they going to have that garbage plate we were talking about?
I believe they do have it on the menu. Those of you from Rochester that know the dish, the garbage plate is very synonymous with Rochester. It's basically a hangover special, burger patties, french fries, tater tots, chili, cheese.
I want that.
So cardiac arrest special.
I want that.
Heart attack real
special. Do they put the calories on the menu there?
3,000 per bite? I don't know.
Do they have any escargots for Jonathan?
How far does that escargot? So my Bears won 23-17. How the heck did that happen?
Who told you to take the Bears, buddy?
Plus 7.5, huh? They were on my 10-pick team.
Of course they were. I gave you 7 of your picks.
You did not. You take all the credit for everything.
No, just 7.
You didn't get 7.
Only 70% on it.
I stayed off the Browns and Colts completely. I stayed off the Dolphins and the Jets.
And now that you bring up parlay, I told somebody, we were sitting with him, I told somebody the other day, like, an analogy for a parlay, like hitting a parlay. It's like going into a bar, trying to get a girl to go home with you. So that's like making a bet, right? You don't know.
You're hoping.
Well, some guys would say the odds are if they just they would walk up to a woman and say, let's blank.
Right. So then a parlay is trying to get 2 girls to go home with you at the same time.
Yes.
Then 3-team parlay. It was like 3 girls. And that's the odds of it happening.
Well, it's a good thing I'm so smooth on my 3-team parlays.
I was gonna say, what happens if you take all 3 home and you have a great night?
Basically hitting a 3-team.
That's like hitting a 3-team parlay.
Yeah. Well, I'm so old now. I mean, I still like chasing women, but now by the time I catch them, I forgot why I was chasing them. I had a great lunch on Saturday over at the Bagel Cafe with Marty Allen. I was all these old comics. It was great. Nelson Sardelli, just a happy birthday. I think we've got a call coming in to talk about what's been going on in the NFL. But just a shout-out to the great Marty Allen. We're going to be broadcasting live from Marty's house. We're going to be broadcasting live from Frankie Shinta's backyard. So we've got lots going on. If you want us to broadcast from your house or your business, send us a note on Facebook at Jonathan Scott LV, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N Scott LV. I'm just stalling because I think we've got a call coming in, very important caller, to talk about this whole situation that you want to talk about, Jeffrey, with a G.
I just thought it was newsworthy to bring it up. Obviously, lots going on, people talking about what's happening.
Well, you're an SOB.
I can be, yes.
Not to be confused with an SAAB, which would be a car that you drive. Or maybe it's just a caller. I don't know. Bobby's going to tell us something.
Wrong number.
Oh, that wasn't right. I'm killing time and you're talking to your mom. Okay,
I believe somebody was trying to order a pizza.
Chinese food, like pickup or delivery.
Pepperoni pizza, no anchovies.
I think we just lost all our sponsors on Spring Mountain, pretty much.
Oh, man. Windows Plus, Alibaba.
I was hoping maybe it was the guy from dinner last night.
I liked your explanation. Ooh. Yeah. Rebecca Fitzgerald.
You're regretting not chasing him, aren't you?
No.
Yes, you are.
Wow, she's fanning him.
You keep bringing it up. I didn't get his number. I couldn't find him.
I just like her definition of a 2 or 3-team parlay.
I did too.
Mysterious dinner date. If you're out there, Rebecca's waiting for your call.
Rebecca's perfect for our ladies' locker room.
Call us here in the studio. What's the number here?
702-365-9200. That number again is 365-9200.
Mr. Book owner, if you're out there, Rebecca is here.
So, Rebecca, we've gone into like very simple definitions about sports wagering for women. Like, the first thing that we talk about is the spread. It has nothing to do with your legs. And the second thing we talk about is an over and under, and it's not a sexual position.
You jackass.
And then a parlay, which has nothing to do with what you were talking about.
Okay.
But I love your description of it.
You want me to explain a parlay? A parlay is when you make bets that are contingent upon one another. So if you wanted to say, I want the Rams and the Vikings, these bets are contingent upon each other, and the odds of them hitting are hard, but the money like goes up exponentially as the more teams you add onto it.
Everything has to happen.
Everything is all contingent upon each other. If you have a five-team parlay, however, and one team pushes, and the other team's hit.
You better explain that now. You have to explain what a push is.
Okay, a push is if you bet, like, next week, the Cowboys -8 to the Rams. If they win by exactly 8, you just get your money back.
Yeah, unless you bet ties win on the parlay card. Because if you bet ties win, you win. So tonight we've got the Cowboys against the Cardinals in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. And home dogs again. The Cardinals are +3. Over and under is 47. Jeffrey with a G. You want to talk about this Cowboys-Cardinals game tonight?
What would you like me to say?
The price of tea in Bulgaria. Mala, he's not ready, so why don't you talk about the...
You know, this is an interesting matchup. Tanya Brennan actually just texted me and said she likes Dallas tonight in this particular matchup.
Of course she does.
Listen, the reason why I like the Cowboys in this game is I think the offensive line is going to play appreciably better than they did last week. They were terrible. Looked like the team was completely flat. Similar to what we saw with the Raiders against the Redskins last night. Raiders offensive line, in my opinion, is arguably the best in the National Football League. They look terrible. I think Dallas bounces back, despite the fact that it's a three-point line. I think Arizona's window has closed. I think this team is on the downward swing. I think Dallas gets it done on the road.
Rebecca.
I personally am not going to bet this game because I'm just not a fan of betting against, like, what-if teams.
What's a what-if team? The Cowboys.
You mean they can go either way?
This game can go either way. Yeah. Personally, well, I would take the points and go with the home team.
Home dogs.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, there's going to be a lot of energy in the Dallas locker room after last week's performance for sure. You know, Ezekiel is going to be a little more energetic, not standing around looking at people run by him. And I think they're going to get more involved. The offensive line is going to step up and finally do their job. I got to tell you, though, and you and I have discussed this before, you know, Dak in year two isn't the superstar MVP that everyone was talking about in year one because they have all this film on him and they know how to get to him now.
I'm not as high on Dak as everybody else is or was. My thinking is that he plays with elite talent around him. Ezekiel Elliott is arguably one of the top three running backs in the league.
What's the update with him?
No, right now there's going to be an appeal, which is going... I'm sorry, not an appeal. I think it's an appeal. It's going to be heard in early October by an appellate court judge.
He'll be playing for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I think the suspension will take place in the 2018 season if anything happens. No, I'm being serious, yeah. Now, here's the other thing, though. If he gets injured... And let's say he sustains an injury that's going to keep him out for 6 weeks or more. I would expect the Dallas Cowboys to immediately drop the appeal and then expect them to enact that suspension or at least try to get it to take place immediately.
Well, okay. So who are you taking tonight?
Like I said, I'm gonna look at the Cowboys. I saw some of the places the line was at -3. It looked like it might come down to 2.5.
I see 3 and 46.5 on those places right now, which I know these two teams can score, but it does seem a little high, that total.
47?
46.5.
You know what? Dallas can put up points. I think they're going to put up 24. I mean, obviously, they're going to have to put up 24 if this game's going to get to the over at the minimum, or at least unless Arizona does the scoring like Jacksonville did yesterday. My concern is with Carson Palmer. I feel like he's over the hill. He's about 37 years old. I think this might be potentially his last year.
Okay, you still have Larry Fitzgerald out there and a couple of K.J. Brown.
The problem is Carson's got to get him the football, and the other problem is you don't have David Johnson. David Johnson is out probably for the year. I think he's been placed on injured reserve.
You are correct.
He can come back, I think, after week 10, but the reality...
They have this young kid, Kerwin Williams, and John Brown, one of their top receivers, is also out.
Yeah, John Brown's out also, and Nelson is out also, so they don't have J.J. Nelson. They don't have quite the speed guys to be able to stretch the field. I thought the one area that Arizona could take advantage of Dallas is in the secondary. With Orlando Scandrick being out, Dallas lost a couple of guys in the secondary via free agency. They didn't really do much to replace them. I still like the Cowboys to win this game because I think they're a better football team. And one of the things I like is a good team coming off a bad performance. I expect to see Dallas rebound this week.
Here's my concern with Dallas offensively. Rebecca and I were just looking at their scoring over the last couple of weeks. They put up 19 points in week one against the Giants. They looked terrible last week against Denver, albeit at Mile High against a great defense. They're on the road again now in Arizona, which can be a tough place to play. And Bruce Arians could have his team ready on defense.
No, you're absolutely correct about that. But Arizona offensively hasn't done much. They put up, 16 points against the Colts. They put up 17 points against Detroit. And one of those came on a Bethel 84-yard or 82-yard interception return.
True.
So they haven't done much on the offensive side of the ball.
That's why I like the under in this game. on both sides of the ball.
But everything you guys are all saying still indicates it's probably going to be a close game.
No, yeah, exactly.
I was just referring to the total.
Yeah.
Right, so it's going to be a close game, so taking the points.
Which is why 3 points either way. I know what you're saying.
That's why I said, to me, it's much more intriguing if the line comes down to 2.5. I'm with Rebecca. I think this game finishes in a, we could see a, 21-17 type of score.
At 3 points, though, I kind of lean with Rebecca. I would take the points being at home against an unsure Dallas team. You don't know what you're going to get.
All right, let's move on to Thursday game, which is going to be one of my favorites of the week, only because it's Bears-Packers.
And we'll be at the Gold Spike.
And so Chicago fans, Green Bay fans, we want you to join us on Thursday at 4:30. We're going to do the pregame. But playing at the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, of course, it's 75 degrees there now. The Bears are surprising everybody, I think, by showing up, with the first-year quarterback not going back and forth,
The Bears have been very good for me week one and week three against Atlanta and against Pittsburgh, catching 7 points. And then in the second half against Tampa as well, they were getting points. This is a team that's a little bit better than people give them credit for. I know they had the number two pick overall. They finished with the fifth worst record last year in the draft. But the reality is this team is much more competitive than people realize. I don't know if they're going to be able to cover at Green Bay, because I think the Packers will play better on a short week being at home. But one thing, keep in mind, the Bears are coming off a great victory against Pittsburgh in overtime. So I think that'll energize them a little bit.
I would say if you're going to take this, I mean, personally, I would take the Bears and take the points. But if whatever you're going to do, I would say, like, if you're going to take the Packers, so wait, that line is going to go down.
I was going to say, I'll take the Bears right now. 7.5. Yeah. I love the hook.
Yeah. You know what? Rebecca brings up an outstanding point, because the reality is, if you're betting Green Bay, you would rather the line come down to 7. Being at 7.5 or 8 is not that detrimental to you. And if you're going to take the Bears, you want to jump on it now, because being at 8, while it's always better to have 8 than 7.5.
Is it 8?
No, it's at 7.5. What I'm saying, though, is if it comes down to 7, it's much more detrimental to your Bears bet than it is to if you're going to take Green Bay. So she makes a really good point. Just for people that are not aware, if a line is at 3.5 and you're wanting to bet the favorite, sometimes you're in a position you may want to wait, and then all of a sudden it might go to 4 against you. So that might hurt you, but you want to look at the situation. I think she's right. Because the Bears have been covering these touchdown spreads, take a look at that one. And Green Bay, you might want to
but
wait.
But I also was not impressed with this Packers win.
Agreed.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is starting to show, like, some wear and tear on him. This is kind of what I saw.
Still makes those great throws, but he had another pick six yesterday.
Well, second only in his career.
How many times did he get sacked yesterday? 7 times?
They had two offensive line. Yeah. Their offensive line is injured. They had two starters out.
Are they showing an over and under?
The only person that showed up in that game was Jordy Nelson.
I'm showing 45 and a half.
You're right.
And how lucky he didn't get hurt, right?
No, he didn't get hurt.
Jordy Nelson?
Thank goodness. He's been killing me in fantasy.
He got 2 touchdowns, right?
He did.
And you're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. We're going to take our last commercial break. Come on back. NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. When you get a chance, please like us on Facebook at Vegas Nonstop. All one word, hashtag Vegas Nonstop Connected. And send us notes. We'll try and answer every one of your notes. We're going to try and pick a 14 parlay for going into Sunday's game. But the first thing to notice is we've got another game coming from London, England. At 6:30 in the morning, the Saints are playing the Dolphins in London. And that's going to be on Fox, so you don't have to stream it on your phone and go crazy on your TV like I did. But how many games are going to be played in London this season?
I think there's only 2.
No, I think there's about 4.
Really?
Yeah, I think there's more.
Yeah, I think this is part of Goodell's thing about getting football in London. And
I was listening to a radio show the other day, and they were like pretty sold on the fact that the Chargers are trying to put themselves in a position that they're going to be going to London.
The London Chargers?
Well, they couldn't try any harder.
Yeah, it really is.
Can't we send the Browns? Anyway, So Saints Dolphins on the first game at 6:30 in the morning. I don't know. What has Brown done for you? Panthers Patriots is a game that we've got to look at. We're going to try and pick a 14 parlay and see what everybody's got to say. Jeffrey with a G list.
Go ahead, John. Why don't you give us your 14-er?
Oh, I like the Patriots over the Panthers, even though it's -8.5. Cam Newton, it doesn't seem like, you know, the Panthers.
He's happy at home?
Yeah, it doesn't seem. Well, no, that would be Eli Manning. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay probably off the Cowboys-Rams game for now, although I would pick the Cowboys. Lions-Vikings, that's a you pick 'em. Tennessee Texans, I would go with Texans on that one. Jets Jaguars, I'm not excited about. Bengals Browns, I'm going to take the Bengals. Steelers Ravens, Ravens are home dogs. You know how I love the I like the home dogs. I'll take the Ravens.
I'll give you my 14-er real quick. All dogs. Actually, I shouldn't say that. All road teams. I'm going to take the Eagles -1 at the Los Angeles Chargers. This team would have a hard time against Alabama right now.
Let's not go crazy. Go on.
Who wouldn't?
I'm
going
to take the Buffalo Bills in Atlanta +8.5. I like that defense, and I think Atlanta's defense is overrated. Bills can hang in there with that running game.
I did like the Bills this week.
I did too.
Me too.
And I'm going to take Cincinnati Bengals to get their first win of the season against division rival Cleveland on the road, -2.5. And I'll round it out with the Jacksonville Jaguars going to the New York Jets to beat them by 4.5.
Okay, like the Saints. I just think Miami was just not there.
Saints are in London against Miami.
Mm-hmm.
-1.5, 6:30 in the morning local time.
I don't really think that's that important.
I'll be over here.
Are you just getting home?
I'll be over here if you need me.
you mean as far as watching? I don't think it's important as far as them winning the game. Okay, second team.
Wait. No, what don't you think is important?
As far as them winning. They're both traveling over I don't think that matters that much.
Oh, the distance, okay.
Yeah. Well, like the jet lag and all that, I don't think it matters. Okay, next, I like Jacksonville over the Jets. The Jets suck. The only reason that they played decent against Buffalo is just the same thing. They're division rivals.
Miami.
Last first week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was a push. It was 8, right?
I guess so, yeah. I thought you were talking about yesterday's game.
Miami. No. I'm talking about week 1. Miami just sucks. Anyway, so third one is Steelers. I just think the Ravens just
fell apart,
yeah. And the Steelers are a decently good team, like, throughout history.
What are the Steelers right now? What are they?
1-2.
Yeah. 1-2?
Yeah.
Barely beat Cleveland week 1. They've gotten killed the last 2 weeks. Big Ben looks awful. I haven't seen anything from Le'Veon Bell. Where's Antonio Brown? Where's Martavis Bryant? I'm telling you, this team has problems with chemistry, and you saw it yesterday.
I agree. Steelers aren't making it.
I like them over the Ravens, regardless. I like the Eagles. Eagles against the Chargers. The Chargers.
Hotel California?
Chargers.
Favorite song?
Yeah. They're like their redheaded stepchild.
The Chargers.
San Diego, just was like, okay, cool, you guys are leaving? Cool, see you later. We never cared you were here in the first place.
They had, 17,000 fans show up. Not that many.
Oh, what I was impressed by is I was like, I looked up on Thursday. I was like, oh, I'm going to watch this game. And then I was like, oh, no, I value my time more than watching that 49ers.
Yeah, it's tough.
And there's an article that came up. It says tens of thousands of seats were empty.
Literally.
Oh, yeah.
Amal, who do you like?
I like the Rams getting 8 at Dallas. I think
is that
the Rams.
The call we're waiting for.
Rams are.
Amal, we've got an important call coming in from Washington D.C. right now to talk about this, something that Jeffrey really wanted to talk about all week. Put the caller through. Caller, are you there?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I think we can hear you. I can hear you just fine, Mr. President. How are you? How's everything going?
Well, I'm very, very busy, but I wanted to call in because I heard Jeffrey was very upset about something. So what's going on?
Mr. President, I wasn't really upset. I was just wondering about your comments this weekend about referring to...
Tremendous SOB. Comments. Some of the greatest comments that have ever been made about comments, I have to tell you. I don't like these guys kneeling and not showing up for the national anthem. I think it's terrible. I think it's horrible. And they should be out there no matter what.
I understand your position, Mr. President, but, you know, this is the private sector. The owners of the teams are able to make their own decisions. And why would you refer to them as SOBs?
Well, because that's what they are. They're terrible people. They're overpaid millionaires. And I should know because I'm a billionaire.
That's a very good point, actually. And why the beef with Steph Curry, Mr. President? Just because he wasn't sure about attending your White House presentation?
Because I hate Indian food. Curry is terrible. It smells terrible when you eat it. I don't like Indian food. That's why. It's terrible. I don't want him there. He's not a nice guy. He turned down my invitation. At least be nice. You know what I mean? Be nice. I'm a nice guy. I shouldn't be treated this way.
It's like I said,
that was spoken from our East Indian co-host Amal Shah, yeah, defending curry. Actually, he'd say he hates the smell of curry, Mr. President.
Yes, exactly. It's a terrible, terrible smell. No one likes curry.
So as far as the teams being benched and the players not playing and not standing up for the national anthem, what's your take? What are you tweeting about today?
Well, I'm tweeting about the fact I'm starting my own football league. I'm resurrecting the USFL. We're going to get rid of the NFL. Rodgers done a terrible job. He's overpaid, too. I'm going to have my own football league. It's going to be absolutely tremendous. And in everyone's contract, they are going to have to show up for the national anthem. And it's going to be great. We're going to knock it. People are going to love it. They are going to absolutely love my resurrection of the USFL.
Thank you for calling in, Mr. President. The President of the United States making his point. I want to thank Rebecca from coming in. Rebecca Fitzgerald. Did I say it right? kind of right.
That's my name, yes.
I'm Amal Shah. Thank you, buddy. Jeffrey with a G. Remember to join us on Thursday night over at the Gold Spike, 4:30 for the pregame. Eat well, party hard, and see us out there. Buy us a drink and pass us a joint. Eat well, everybody. Have a great weekend. Have a great week, whatever I'm talking about.
Reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?